Things are going to start happening to me now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most original and unusual acts you'll ever see.
You're a legend in your own mind.
This is it, America. The event you've all been waiting for.
And we are here to pump you up.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Indeed, we are today. Thanks so much for joining us. An incredible show for you today. A very special guest, recovering broadcaster, a pastor guy, and a great friend of the show. David Demarest is going to be talking with us here in just a bit. You can see the show, although God only knows why you'd want to. Go to the Facebook live stream, Dimitri page, and also Big Willie 105.5 page as well. You will see the Facebook live stream. It's mostly David Demarest here, and lots of stuff to get to with him. Later on, we'll be talking with you about the wonderful guy that we lost, another recovering broadcaster who we just lost. And David is going to be David, also being a pastor guy, is going to be doing the service for Fish. So we'll be talking about Dear Fish, good man. Also, want to talk with you about the pathetic state of not only radio but also TV here in the Upper Ohio Valley. The two local TV stations, each one a clown show. Each one was off the air this morning. Channel 7 did not even have their local newscast on at 5 o'clock. They had CBS. No explanation why. Channel 9 had technical difficulties. They were off the air for a while this morning too. The clown show never ends. And of course, I'm here to document all of this. So let's. I'm sorry, did I say something funny, David Demarest? Just
documenting a clown show. That sounds really good.
It's true. I mean, let's face it.
Talk about the blind leading the blind.
Oh, hey now. Oh, hey. I don't think that's funny. Shut up, audience. Shut up. He's not funny. Thank you very much. Oh, my God. And this is how the show starts.
I figured I would fire a shot across the bow from the get-go.
Please, please feel free to do so. In fact, you actually do. You can see the show, although God only knows why, the Facebook live stream on Dimitri. That's spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. There are fake accounts out there, and I keep reporting them to Facebook. Mine is the one with more than 7,000 followers, and it's in red right now, red circle indicating we're doing a Facebook live stream. So that's the one you want to watch. And also Big Willie 105.5, make sure that you follow us there and watch there as well. David Demarest, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. A little background on you, please, for the few people who don't know who David Demarest is.
Oh, well, I am a recovering broadcaster, as you say. Spent 21 years in the news business, most of it with WWVA, WOVK, in Wheeling.
Yeah.
Spent a couple of years at Channel 7 as the assistant news director and assignments editor there.
And Billy Blooddrop.
Wasn't that at 7? Yeah, well, I was Billy Blooddrop outside of my work at 7.
Oh, that wasn't a 7.
That was something, volunteer work for the Red Cross.
Oh, okay. Peg Riccadonna?
I remember her.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. Anyway, so go on.
So,
or Phyllis. Actually. Well, I meant to say Phyllis, not Peg. Phyllis. Yeah. So go on.
Okay. Didn't sound right. But anyway.
Yeah.
So. And then been a pastor full time now since 2001.
All right. Now, was it all of your work in broadcasting that caused you to seek out spiritual guidance and to get closer to some sort of a higher power? Was that it?
No, I was already pretty close to the higher power along. It's just at some point the higher power made it very clear that that's what I was supposed to be doing.
Do you ever regret getting out of broadcasting?
I miss a lot of the broadcast energy.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the news business. Absolutely loved the news business.
You were very good, as was Margie. Margie was also very good. The two of you were wonderful news people. I was very lucky to have both of you. I really was. So, yes. the reason you were here last time, mm-hmm. it's actually a very heartbreaking story, but you want to talk about it. You want to let people know where you are, what's going on, how you can help all of them. Mm-hmm. Tell the listeners about your mental health challenges these days.
I don't know that I would call it a mental health challenge, but the Alzheimer's diagnosis, yes.
Well, isn't that a mental health challenge?
Well, I guess it would be.
I'm trying to be tactful. You know how hard that is for me? Do you have any idea how difficult it is to be tactful and diplomatic? And I failed at that, obviously. So tell me about your Alzheimer's then. Is that better for you, David?
There you go.
Jeez, tough crowd.
Well, it's... I have been taking treatments with lecanemab. The brand name of that is Leqembi. It's one of the two drugs that have been approved by the FDA for Alzheimer's patients. And I believe that it has done a good job of stopping the progression of the disease in me. That's the intention.
Not a cure.
It's not a cure. It's not going to take me back to where I was before this started to chip away at my memory. Well, the thing is, the mind is such, the brain is such a remarkable organ. And of course, I say that because I'm a man of faith. I believe that a really, really powerful and super intelligent God created the human brain and built in a lot of backup systems in it because I'm able to function very normally, other than I have to write a lot of notes to myself and I'm constantly misplacing my keys and my wife will ask me to do something and I'll say, sure, hon. And then
you don't do it.
10 minutes later, it's gone.
Yeah, that's me though. Leslie, sure, I'll do that.
Well, some of it's being a guy, and some of it I believe is this.
When did you first realize that you had Alzheimer's? Was there one moment that it was like, oh Lord, you know this? I know what this means.
Well, I had been watching for signs of it because my mom had it. Her mom had it. Her mom's father had it. So we know it goes back at least three generations on that side of the family. And so I started watching for the signs that I had seen in my mom of just misplacing things more than usual, getting frustrated more easily with things because they weren't coming to me as easily as they used to, and so forth. I haven't gotten lost.
I was wondering if you were going to drive here by yourself or if that Diane, your handler, was going to drive you.
No, I drove myself.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that's right. Was there one moment, though, when you realized, oh, man, this is it? There's no doubt anymore. It was like, oh, this should not have happened.
I can't think of one incident. I just think they started to pile up the list of things that were...
What was the goofiest,
getting dropped.
Goofiest, the most unusual thing?
This is going to sound like a cop-out. I can't remember.
Jeez.
But
I'm trying to do an interview.
Okay. The only way I'm going to get through this
is
with humor. That's how I keep from...
Well, the jokes that we do off air are brutal. Really, you still owe me all that money from back in the day. Don't think I forgot it. Apparently you did, but I haven't forgotten it. Anyway, so... and I'm Dimitri. I'm the talk host. It's Big Willie 105.5. So there's a big event coming up that we want to talk about, and that is the Brain Ball. Is that right? Talk with us about that, David.
I was going to, but then it moved on my... Oh, wait, there I am. I see myself on Facebook.
That's lovely.
This is really cool. I'm looking for the brain ball.
You had it on your
coming.
Phone.
I did, and then, of course, these things move mm-hmm. when you... you know what? I'll look up brain ball.
There you go.
How's that? Brain ball.
B-R-A.
Ohio Valley Brain Ball.
There you go.
Okay. It benefits the Alzheimer's Association.
How?
By raising money. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, let's see, Saturday, June 21st. It's at the Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack. And let's see, what else can I tell you about it? The tickets, let's see, hometown. No.
You're really, really well prepared for this interview.
It was here, and you know how Facebook updates,
yeah,
and then
it's Facebook,
suddenly
Mark
goes,
Zuckerberg's fault. It's all Mark Zuckerberg's fault.
Blame him.
He should have known that I was going to come on with Dimitri. It's all Mark Zuckerberg's fault. You never change.
Oh, okay, here it is. Here it is.
Fine.
It's a jungle-themed
jungle
party. Yes.
I can't even imagine. I can do 20 different jokes right now. I'm not sure I should.
I
come on, David. Share with the listeners.
A jungle themed. Okay.
Whose idea was that?
I don't know. Okay. But
I'm guessing not yours because you're laughing about it.
No, it's just
you're mocking. You're mocking your own brain balls. This is sad, ladies and gentlemen. David Demarest, who suffers from Alzheimer's, is now mocking his own brain ball. You just hit your head on the microphone thing too, didn't you? Focus, man. You're a professional broadcaster still.
I'm not anymore. Okay. I'm not anymore. Okay. But it is a formal event.
Yeah.
And so just a couple of weeks ago, Diane and I were in Morgantown because I go to West Virginia University Medical Center, Ruby Memorial. They have the Rockefeller Neuroscience Institute attached to that.
Yes.
And that's where I get my treatments every other Wednesday. And so while we're in Morgantown, sometimes we'll check out restaurants and shops in Morgantown. We were in the JCPenney there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe that you can find God in the littlest of things.
Excuse me?
We went into the men's department to
at
see
JC
if I could
Penney
find, yes.
To find God?
To find God, yes.
Okay. This I need to hear.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And just looking to see if maybe we could find something for the brain ball. And they had a purple tux. Okay. That's important because purple is the color associated with Alzheimer's awareness. So people wear purple ribbons at the annual walk against Alzheimer's. People wear purple t-shirts. And I found a purple tux.
So let me see if I understand this. You, a pastor at
yes.
two different churches, by the way. Which two churches? Because one that you were at closed. You did a great job there, by the way. So which two are still open with you?
I did a really good job in that I kept it open as long as we could.
Yeah, oh yeah, but, sounds like it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm at Rock Hill Presbyterian Church right across the street from you folks.
Right. And that's still open.
We've been high atop Rock Hill a lot longer than you have.
Yes.
And and also I was at Kirkwood Presbyterian in mm-hmm. Bridgeport. That's the one that closed.
Yeah.
And now I am at First Presbyterian in Martins Ferry.
Where is that?
If you go into Martins Ferry on Hanover Street, you turn left on 4th Street, and it's just a block down.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Great. How long are you there?
I've only been there for a month.
Okay. That's terrific. Good.
I'm still in my probationary period, so don't make me look too bad.
You're not.
Special session meeting this Sunday.
You can do that all by yourself.
Personnel changes.
Yes, so. I found God at a JCPenney's when you found a purple. It was a jumpsuit. Is that what it is, or a tuxedo, or
no? It was just the jacket. It was just the jacket.
Just a jacket. And, okay, and that's how you found God. That's how.
No,
you found
I didn't
God.
Find God.
You said you found God at the JCPenney's.
No, I didn't say I found God. I said you can find evidence of God at work.
Oh,
in all kinds of places.
Crucial distinction. Okay,
and then he led me right to the tux. How's that?
Remind me never to go to your church. Now you've got or churches mm-hmm. that are still open. Mm-hmm. Now coming up, we got a short break here, hard break. But speaking of church, you're going to be doing the service. Mm-hmm. Or Scott, Ryan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I want to talk, have you talk about Scott, great guy, just an mm-hmm. absolutely, absolutely terrific guy. Mm-hmm. left us way, way, way too soon, way too soon. And also talk more about the brain ball and any kind of information that you can give us on that. Also want to talk to you more about the state of radio and what you noticed when you were out west and how that ties in with the Upper Ohio Valley. Later on after you're gone, I'll be talking about the useless TV stations and all the problems that they have had today. And also a very interesting post by David Delk regarding the Wheeling Planning Commission. Something's going on there with the food trucks, and it was very, very interesting. And we got a, you know, Howard Monroe as part of the Wheeling Planning Commission, so you can imagine what kind of clown show that is. So all of that and so much more. Special guest David Demarest. You can actually see this show, although for the life of me, I can't understand why anybody would want to. But you can actually see the show, Facebook live stream. Go to Big Willie 105.5 and follow the page. You can also go to my page, Dimitri, with three eyes. It's the one that has this more than 7,000 followers. There's some fake ones out there. Facebook refuses to take them down. I don't know why, but that's where you can actually see the Facebook live stream of the show, and you can, of course, hear it on Big Willie 105.5.